I'm speaking with Russ Parker, JL Pharmacus Incorporated. And Russ, I understand that you are a board member on the ABEF, which is the Agribusiness Educational Foundation. First of all, tell me how and why you got involved in committing to support this effort.
I was a student member of NAMA, Iowa State, and I was hired by Jack Pharmacus as a fresh out of college guy. He took a big chance on me. And I had an opportunity to learn about agriculture and media and meet a lot of people. Stayed involved with NAMA. And at a point in my life, I was able to give a little something back. And I saw a couple of student presentations and got very interested in what the kids were doing and how I might be able to keep young people interested in ag.
Well, as we look at all the student chapters, and we're at the Agri-Marketing Conference doing this interview, we got the competition going on at this point. Seeing them involved, what they learn and get out of this, interacting with professionals, what does that mean to Pharmacus and your company to start with?
Well, probably first of all, I'm also a judge, mm-hmm. so I've had an opportunity, even just this afternoon, to watch some incredibly talented young people. And we as a company are always interested in knowing where the talented people are. We have clients who are always interested in young people. Mm-hmm. And if we have an opportunity to link a client with a student NAMA member, we'll make every opportunity to do that.
Yeah. So I know you've had a lot of chance to work with these students. What do you think it means to them to see the kind of support they're getting from those of us who are professionals in the agribusiness community?
I think there's a lot of different students here. Mm-hmm. Some of them are here for the experience. Some of them are here to check it out. Some of them are here because maybe they're thinking about a career in ag. But regardless of why they're here, they'll probably never forget their experience, first of all. And it might be applicable, for instance, right away if they're doing an internship, or maybe 5 or 10 years down the road and say, aha, I know who that guy is or that gal is, and maybe I want to go back to my roots, so to speak, and they've got marketing under their belt.
I guess lastly, make a comment on words of encouragement, let's say, for why other NAMA members and agri-marketing professionals should support ABEF.
Be happy to. We have initiated a project called Vision 2020, and as an ABEF foundation, we are trying to not only increase awareness of the foundation, but maybe more importantly, generate funds. And we are, I think, good stewards of those funds in terms of supporting student activities, especially for scholarships. And you know what? We'd like to do a whole lot more. And so if I can be encouraging to anyone, it would be to seriously think about what they have in their future thoughts about getting young people back, into the industry, and how can they be impactful in doing that. And I think ABEF is a great way to implement some of that strategy and thinking.
I can't agree more with you. Thank you very much, Russ Parker, JL Pharmacus, one of the board members for the ABEF. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.